My nigga Von. Look where he done done.
DC, you hold it.
My nigga Von. Look where he done done. Shout out my nigga Von. Look where he done done. He got us some
one.
J's. One. My nigga Von.
One of one.
One of
one.
One
of one. One of one.
My nigga
Von. One of one.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, man.
Love,
shit, Liddy, I'm aware.
Man, I'm just going to let mine chill through this whole episode. So
yeah, they thugging.
Once I finish rolling this blunt.
These white kids, fuck your parents' sandals.
Oh yeah, you got on them. Our God is an awesome God. Welcome to Camp Holy. I'm your camp counselor, Jonathan, and I want to welcome you to the happiest place on earth, kids.
Crazy, crazy man. Our God is awesome God. Welcome. Hey, nigga, that's stupid.
Man, we got some beverages in here.
Money a lot.
Give me a Capri Sun.
If you can get everybody on one of those saying this shit, that shit fast.
Nigga Von.
Look where he done.
One more time.
My nigga Von.
Hey.
Look where he done.
Hey.
My nigga Von. Look where he done.
Hey.
My nigga Von.
See, niggas are just starting.
Look where he done.
Like, what the fuck?
My nigga Von.
Hey.
Look where he done.
One more time.
My nigga Von.
Yeah.
Look what he done.
Yeah.
My nigga Von.
Second white man.
Look what he done.
Come on, Ryan. You in the camera, bro.
My nigga Von.
Oh, you can't say my nigga. That right. That was a sad.
Hey, man, you crazy as hell. What's been going on?
Slow motion.
This the first time we done all been together since. No, it ain't.
No, it ain't. I
ain't never seen you with hair on the side of your head.
Yeah, man. Nigga.
Yeah! Nigga, I'm out.
Look what you done.
Nigga.
My
tell
dog.
So what, you thugging again?
Yeah, I'm thugging it. Tell us over with where I live at. See, you know, y'all
see
already over.
Let me see what was it.
So I got to introduce myself to people now. I just got to do the old school, tip your hat to let them know this shit ain't. My daughter.
But shit, ain't nothing really wrong with it though.
My daughter killed me. Even if I had dreams of keeping the shit, my daughter was like, Daddy, it looked like your hat got edges attached to it. I was like, oh.
That's hilarious. That's crazy, because you got good hair. I see the little curl, but it's like, right there.
Right in the front.
They fucking
you
with
you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right in the front, it's over with.
It's an evil world we live in.
Got that third good monster.
Damn.
Damn, it's quarantine. I mean, my boy, grow his shit. I ain't never seen that nigga with hell.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Hey, we been talking. This the longest time since you done been telling jokes. You ain't been on stage. Then.
Nigga, let me tell you something. That shit feels so weird. I'm so ready to get back out there. I'm ready.
Nigga, you and me both.
There's so much shit on my mind that I need them folk to hear. Like, I just.
You been writing?
I've been writing. It's like therapy. It's just shit that I want them to know. You like, I feel like they should know this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they should know this.
Just being able to get that out, you know what I
mean? Right.
And talk about all that. And there's so much going on.
I've been getting high writing premises.
Just the premise?
Yeah.
You can build on it just when that's when you man. Build on them when you get on stage.
Yeah. Women are drug dealers.
Of course.
That's the whole premise. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say.
Of course.
Oh, you're on your Dave Chappelle shit. Yeah. I see what's happening. See, I ain't got to that level yet. I'm still trying to figure out how to build this shit. I'm just going out there speaking true life shit.
Right. Ooh. We usually get to build it when we on stage. That's
right.
When it come together when we on stage actually talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
Like, this shit different. Like, imagine nigga went into a coma in December and woke up today. He gonna be like, nigga, what the fuck occurred when I was sleeping?
He don't even know. But that's funny. A nigga who's in the coma
woke up today.
Woke up during the coronavirus.
You're doing the coronavirus.
Man, I'm ready to go back to sleep.
Boy, put me back in the coma. Hey, where my family at? They outside quarantining. They can't
somebody out there is on house arrest.
See,
and
like,
they
what the fuck? What
somebody
the
was on house arrest with them.
You say what?
Somebody out there was on house arrest and they glad that the rest of the family did the last few little months and on house arrest with them.
That's hilarious. Real. Yeah. Cause they thug it. House arrest. I ain't need no niggas still get house arrest.
Shit. Motherfucker be glad to get it.
So many niggas on house arrest.
Right now.
But that the thing though, I feel like I feel like Fulton County wasn't giving house arrest because they weren't finna come. That mean they got to come check on you. They ain't come to check on you.
Ever?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. You can thought you was about to get house arrest. You think gonna do that in the time? I ain't been coming to your house. He got me fucked up. Mm-mm. What? I remember when nigga was young and they thought house arrest was cool as hell. You shit cool about it, young brother.
Nigga, nah, and especially when ain't the whole cool world about having
an ankle monitor on your ankle and somebody besides your mama telling you when to go to sleep.
You know what I think worse think than that? It. I think what's worse than that is when the drunk people got to get the shit on their car that they got to blow into before it start. You done reached a whole nother level of being drunk.
Them the motherfuckers who won't listen. Them people got 2-3 DUIs and shit.
Mm-hmm. You got to blow into the breathalyzer before your car even start.
You got to think about it. They be drunk on the way to that liquor store. Get the liquor. Hope the police don't get behind them. Then when the police get behind them, they act like they can't drive to save their life.
Nigga.
They be sweating.
It shouldn't be alcohol. None of that shit right now, though. It should be, all that shit should be down. Drunk driving, crashes, all that shit should be down right now, nigga.
I think it's fucked up that they say that it's not, you know, acceptable to laugh at people like that. Like alcoholics and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I think alcoholics is funny as a motherfucker. You ever been to the liquor store?
Yeah.
And notice that all the parking spots is ran the fuck over because everybody who go to the liquor store is alcoholics and they drunk. You ever noticed that? Like all them little, that's why they got them yellow things, like the concrete, and they all scraped up because people be drunk they and they can't slant. Stop.
Man. You hilarious, man. Bro.
But I think alcoholics some of the funniest people. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Bruh, my cousin did some of the funniest shit the other day.
What'd he do?
He got pulled over, bruh. He said, watch out for get out this shit. I said, how you finna get out this shit? Nigga played deaf, bruh.
Hey, that worked.
No, it didn't.
Oh, it didn't?
Hell no.
Oh.
Cause he thought he had a warrant, so he gave him, he was like, oh, you deaf? He was like, yeah.
So this nigga told you this story after he said he was deaf and it didn't work. This shit is ridiculous.
Man, don't talk to this nigga, man.
He said, you deaf? He said, yes! I said, the gig is up! Cause this nigga was about to go to jail!
Hey, man.
That was one of my jokes I've been working on.
This nigga stupid.
Fuck this nigga, man.
Nigga stupid, bro.
That was so stupid. I'm gonna be practicing all night.
You just gonna throw him out there.
You on my life before.
Get him out.
I miss this shit. Chico, I miss you, nigga. Oh, yeah, nigga, stupid.
Hey, man.
Well, you missed it, but Astro Man, I wish you could have been here.
I know, man. Hey, I watched Astro Man.
Hey, hold up. Has anybody tried to buy it yet?
They tried, but I think they know it me.
That's what I said. I just said that. If nigga, anybody nigga, buy it, they just get it because they know they bought it from DC.
Nigga was like, he sent the love. You know what I'm saying? I want an inquiry. He said, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I sent the little inquiry that I want to buy it. I'm like, I bet. But I ain't get back to it. He questioned mark. He like, where you at? I'm like, nigga, shit, I'll meet you downtown. He like, damn, bro, it took you long enough to answer. You must have wanted to stay in the van. I'm like, God damn, bro. I ain't know what to say back. Like, nigga, who the fuck you talking to?
You gonna be extra mad if a nigga really wanna come see it and you ain't the one to show it to him. They really just was coming to meet you. Like, where DC at? Now you had something to take
like,
care of.
Nigga
really want this fucking van.
He really talked to me like, I don't really wanna say my van. He like, damn, bro, it took you forever. You must don't wanna say the van. I do. I didn't know it was a response.
That nigga
time,
said 5,500.
Hey, bro, somebody, it was close. I just been scratching it.
Cause I remember when you debuted.
Somebody said 4. I said, I take that little phone.
Yeah. Well, you should have took it.
No, because somebody looked at me and said, five.
And you still got the motherfucker? Shit. What you waiting on? I would have delivered that motherfucker for five. Full of gas, running.
But you gotta understand though, it gonna be people that they want it and don't really want it.
Yeah, they so just want to
meet
you. I'm
not getting my whole like, oh, I'm about to say it.
I wouldn't even do it. I'd send another motherfucker over there.
Right, nigga gonna be trying
to test. Of course it's not gonna be me,
test drive the minivan, the Astro van. Let me run around the corner one time, bro, see how I run. Nigga, it don't matter how I run. You should be driving this shit no way, sir. Buy it and put it up in a museum and leave it the fuck alone.
I told a nigga I was selling an Astro van. He got so excited. Nigga,
who?
Not the exact color. He was like, you ain't. What? You talking about what kind of Astro van you got? I said, I got these. He kept goddamn cutting me out. You talking about the brown one? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, they got 3-3 seats. I'm like, yeah, you talking about the Chevy wheel? Like, yeah, bro, that Astro van.
I just hit a nigga about an Astro van.
Oh, yeah, my granddad sold one just like it.
Bro, you man. Wouldn't sell that motherfucker for five for real?
Oh, hell no.
You need that extra 500.
Nigga, motherfucker, get that bitch for whatever he bring me. He can have that bitch.
Hey man, you hear DC said if you want the Astro van, stop bullshit and go get the.
Man,
Astro
I'm gonna go by that motherfucker.
Right, man, go ahead.
Man, I remember you debuted 42, the Astro van. 42,
get that bitch.
I ain't
right
paying no goddamn 42.
When we did
for
the Montgomery, Alabama show. That's when you. I mean, not Montgomery. Was it Montgomery?
No, yeah, it was Albany.
Yeah, one of them, Albany, Georgia. One of them you debuted. I was like, what? This nigga got the motherfucking murder van.
I ain't paying no 42 running for it.
What you gonna get?
We gonna know.
All right.
That nigga got the van.
I had that bitch dropped out too. I'm telling that bitch work, bro. There ain't nothing wrong with it, bro. I'm telling you how you suit this bitch up.
Okay.
Take the seats out.
I bet.
Take the TV out.
What kind of TV is that?
The bitch got the little security
Price is
system.
Right TV, nigga. What?
It's a security camera. That's who did it. Who? Him. Ugly ass. That's what's on there. Like that little ass TV, little ass monitor. You cut it on in black and white. I'm telling you. Man. So you take that out and you put your 12-inch. In that motherfucker, the carpet seat, the carpet that's in there, nigga, that motherfucker so comfortable. Nigga.
Oh man,
come on, and that's why you want to buy it, cause you see and think about some. Don't get it and be like,
I get that bitch and do an episode of Pimp My Ride.
I'm telling you, you can pimp that bitch out, bro. Turn that Astro van. Really, it's a good shell.
Boy.
Hey man, you a hell of a
boy,
salesman.
I'm about to say.
You done spent two episodes trying to sell this
whole time. I'm sitting here listening to this nigga like, why you ain't do none of this shit to that van?
Right.
If it was that nice, why you ain't do all this
you
shit?
Ain't
you
seen
tell
it.
Me to do it.
You ain't seen when he posted it?
Yeah, nigga,
oh,
we was there when the
fuck
van
no.
first came out.
This nigga trying to sell us a Ninja Turtle van.
Nigga, that nigga had to fucking color the van from colors, nigga. Yeah, we about to bust a cap on the nigga. Oh, that
but
shit,
listen,
nigga.
It's a great shell, bro.
You know what?
It just got the upholstery.
You know what, DC? Welcome back to the 85 South Show.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, man. We still over here talking about this fucking van. We looking for a buyer or somebody who could at least help us pimp this motherfucker out.
Yeah,
we need,
but you can have it, bro.
It's hard to find good people that build cars and shit in Georgia.
Right. I'm talking about that build decent car. I'm talking about
that don't so, fucking
everybody
bullshit.
Everybody can drop a motor in a transmission.
They can't.
Ain't no fly about the van. That when I was watching the episode, it just made me think like, what when you bought that bitch? What did you see? Like, what was on your mind when you saw that bitch and was like, you know what? This what I need right here. Like, what did you envision that being? Like, did you see that bitch in the movie when you was little and like, bro, that's the colors, man. I got to have this bitch. Like, what made you purchase that motherfucker?
I'm going to take you through the whole process. I'm going to crack me.
Huh?
I made sure the mileage was a lot of the
what?
This nigga say he made sure the mileage was under 150,000, my nigga.
What the fuck they gotta do with anything?
Yeah, what are you trying to do, bro?
That was my plan. Was to take it over the road.
Well, made one show. Hey, 85% of that bitch made one show.
And back.
And back. That's it. We ain't seen the band since that one show.
Oh, shit.
That nigga was in the back of that motherfucker with the curtains pulled down on that bitch. I was like, Fly, what the fuck you got going on, bro? What, you starting a gang? Like, what the fuck is happening, my nigga?
Hey, the nigga killed me when he slid the door.
That nigga be like, bro, me and Lowe's like, bro, what the fuck you got the goddamn Who's the Boss fan for? Nigga, this shit crazy.
He in the back counting money.
That nigga, big ass stack of money. I'm like, bro. What the fuck? This nigga that bought a time machine, my nigga.
$15,000
with a time machine, my nigga.
The fuck this nigga got you? This nigga think he Ray Ray off
Southside. Deuces, nigga.
Had a fat nigga driving it and everything.
Had a big nigga driving the van. They
where the
up.
Fuck did you get a driver at the same
hey,
day?
Hey, man.
That nigga had a driver the same day.
Hey, man. Oh, shit. That nigga parked that van. I was like, dick, bruh. And I know you remember when you opened the door. I was like, nigga, what the fuck, bruh? What
you? Because he walked right past the van.
Nigga. I walk, they say Fly outside. I'm like, let me get holler at Fly. I'm smoking this shit. Oh, they like, he outside. I'm like, nigga, nah, he ain't out here. Ain't nobody. I think ain't nothing out here but the venue van, my nigga. This shit. That nigga said it was the venue. I thought the van belonged to the venue, my nigga. That nigga slid that door open. I was like, bro, what the fuck is you got going on? In the Astro van. That nigga got the Easy E van.
And he said, I slid the door open.
Like a player though. That motherfucker says,
step in here and talk to me
talk
real quick.
Talk to me real quick, nigga. Hey.
Bruh.
And had a driver the same day.
And the same day, nigga, bruh, was pushing that motherfucker. I asked him, I'm like, you
this
going
nigga
back tonight
bought,
in that?
That nigga bought a van, didn't get the oil checked or nothing, and just drove that bitch to the show.
To the show, bruh.
He ain't checked no tires or nothing. That bitch went from somebody else's house
to the show. No, it didn't, because he had to pick up. He had everybody with that motherfucker. They, all of them rolled down in the van, so that means they had to make stops to pick niggas up. And I know every time a nigga walked
out
the door.
He don't know if the windshield wipers
was nothing. I know everybody he picked up when they walked out the door was like, bro, I said he was out front. Bro, where the fuck this nigga at, dog? And that nigga slid the door open. Come on, nigga. Yeah,
like
hey, salute to the fucking Astro van, man. Buy that motherfucker from Fly. You see, it got sentimental value to it, so go ahead.
We're gonna give y'all 2 more weeks to get y'all money together.
Bruh.
If ain't nobody bought it in 2 weeks, I'm getting it for it's Lolo. I'm gonna have that
stupid,
nigga auction
bro.
It off.
Nigga.
It's dumb, bro.
It's crazy.
I told the nigga he could only get 5,500.
It was gonna be
if
a traveler.
3,500 in the glove box.
You said he only can get 55 if he get you 35.
He got to put 3,500 in the glove box.
So I'm gonna let the people think you sold it for 55, nigga, but you really gave it to me for 2.
Come on now.
Oh my God, man.
Shit, well, it gonna cost you $2,000 to get it looked at. Then you gotta find a nigga that
for
know
war.
How to work on
nigga,
vans.
That bitch ready for war.
Let me tell you something.
Hey,
let me tell you something. If you want to go buy some Uno's and new. And get you some cover and think you finna go to California, I bet you make it.
I bet you ain't gonna make it to California.
Hey, I bet it. You make
that's
it.
I bet you don't make it out of Texas.
Whoever, listen.
That's I got your hand wait.
Hey, what you think about this, Fly? What if we let a nigga get the van for free?
Hell no.
Oh, no, what if we, nigga pay for the van, right? Let's say you take $1,500,
right.
Nigga, buy the van.
Right.
You like, look, bro, if you can make it from here to whatever destination you make it to, bro,
I
give you the money back.
Who?
You, nigga.
You forgot who you
talking to.
You forgot who you talking to.
A nigga ain't finna pay me $1,500 and then think he about to go to California and I'm finna give him money back. You know how much shit I done bought on a Craigslist and didn't make it home?
Hey, I'm just saying, that's
nigga,
an easy because I don't got that bitch making it to North Carolina. Fuck.
I bet you, I promise you on everything, but you supposed to add that bet right time.
Hey, man, John John Auto Sales coming soon, my nigga.
Bro, you a terrible salesman.
It's gonna be a car.
Yes, I am. I can't have a nigga like you in there while I'm trying to sell cars. I got it sold.
You gonna be looking at a nigga like, I ain't know. I'm about to come.
I ain't gonna tell
nigga
him shit.
Nigga in the background like, what's wrong with your boy? Don't worry about it.
I ain't gonna tell him shit.
Yeah, nigga, that's
listen,
crazy.
That motherfucker sold. Listen, the time you get out your car and think you about to buy a car, I'm like, I got him. He about to come off this lot with a car right here.
This nigga here, man. DC just look at a car and make up a price. What you need to, what is the 500, bro? The 5,500? What is the 500 for?
Because 55 to bring it down.
Did you ever say how much you paid for that bitch?
No.
No.
Oh, he ain't gonna do that. That nigga paid $1,200 for that bitch. Trying to jack the price up.
For real.
We already looked up the killer.
He looked up the value. He might have found that bitch. He might have just been somewhere, but like, bro, somebody left the keys in his van, my nigga.
You gotta think, I don't sell cocaine, so I gotta get it somehow.
Hey, I feel you.
The Kelly Blue Book value you is $1,200.
If I see some shit for $250, then I know I'm
in mint condition.
Hey, man.
Nigga,
I promise you, everything somebody gonna buy that bitch.
The Kelly Blue Book on the car is $1,200 in mint condition.
Kelly don't run shit over here. I give a damn what Kelly say. There's a lot of shit on Craigslist at $85,000 that I know for a fact.
Hey,
this nigga done put money in that car. Well, made that car $85,000. But Kelly said that shit $12,000.
Amen.
All right, let's do some Kelly shit on your shit.
Cool.
No. You done put money into your shit.
It's
if I come to you and be like, Kelly said, this party at was 1200.
You got, we gotta cut that because you letting people know you ain't put shit in that van. You be like, you put money in your shit.
Yes, I did put money in my van.
Oh,
that's why I'm bagging it up.
Oh, you what you put
and
in
I'm
there?
I'm bagging whatever I'm selling, Jones. You got to be able to stand on that. I can stand on my van and be like, nigga, you ain't even got to buy that bitch.
What you put in there, though?
Enough for a nigga to crack this bitch up and go to gas.
But hold up. I got receipts for everything I bought for all my cars.
I got a receipt for that one too.
What you do to the van?
That motherfucker ain't salvaged. That title clean. I got the pink slip. Mm-mm. That motherfucker in my name.
I can show you all the investments I made to make my worth.
But see, I can show you the receipts, the tune ups, and all that. Get it right.
You done did all that, now you
man. That motherfucker, man. Listen, if I was to say this motherfucker, I would say this motherfucker to my kinfolk and know he good.
I'm gonna buy it.
You gonna buy the Astro van.
And I'm gonna pimp that bitch out.
But I'm trying to tell you, it's not even in the condition that you assuming that it's in. This motherfucker will ride. You can put groceries and be like, I'm out. Fuck y'all. I'm living in my whip. Like, you can rip. The AC work.
Listen.
The AC
worked
right now.
Then we gonna have to turn it into what Fly thought it was gonna be when he bought it.
You crank that motherfucker up and put the AC on 60. You can chill and hop out that bitch.
Fly, so if Lowe's by the van, we gonna turn it into what you was seeing when you bought that bitch in your mind. We
bro,
gonna
the
actually
motherfucker
turn it into
is internet. Already ready. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You ain't gonna have to do nothing but put a little spank on that bitch. Five. That's it.
That nigga got
whatever you assume that you about to do, I'm gonna tell you what you ain't gonna have to do. What you think?
What?
Whatever you assume that you're gonna have to do, I'm gonna tell you that you ain't gonna have to do. What you think you gotta do to the car?
Everything, nigga.
What you mean,
the
everything?
Astro, bro.
Oh my goodness.
What year is it?
It's an 02.
It's an 02?
02.
Okay.
Damn, they ain't never changed the body style of them. That's
that motherfucker
look,
is literally
that's the
like,
exact
compact.
Same one.
So look,
Danza
the car, the van, 18 years old.
18 years old.
That means all the suspension ain't gone. All the shit under the shit gone. You gotta have a whole new fucking brake. You gotta have new brakes.
Man,
new
you just
suspension.
Turn this nigga into the yard.
You gotta,
mechanic.
Gotta have a tune-up.
Los, I wanna have that.
Gotta do the whole top end. Know the motherfucker needs some gasket. Oil leaking everywhere. That bitch needs some spark plugs, wires. The fucking power steering pump is fucked up.
You broke it. Hey,
I know the motherfucker needs some ball joints.
The
rack and pinion is just busted. I'm telling you.
That nigga know too much about them cars, man.
I got the tune up.
You gotta spend $4,000 under the motherfucker. That's before you even pop the hood.
He said, what year is it? It's an 02.
Okay.
All right, well, let me tell you. Look.
He trying to go to Spain.
You gotta do shock. All the suspension fucked up. Shock, suspension, all that.
Carlos, this is an Astro van.
Nigga, I know. And to keep the bottom from falling out of that bitch, you gotta spend
$4,000.
Nigga, the car 20 years old.
I'm gonna tell you right now. The tune up is good. The oil change,
when you take that motherfucker to the mechanic, he gonna say, look, man, I had to cut these bolts out of your van. I hope you ain't mad at me. They was all seized up. You're like, we gotta use the torch to cut the shit off.
Damn, You can't trust him then, cause he just cutting shit, making you pay for it. Cause I'm telling you, as a friend, you ain't gonna need no meth.
Bruh.
I got you.
Hey, if a nigga buy the van, just don't get DC. Don't give the nigga your number that buy the van, cause when he get all that shit low, just
I'm just talking shit. I'm fucking
with it. Hey man, the bottom of the goddamn van fell out flat. Word, boy, you was driving too fast.
Hey man,
you buy cars from DC Auto. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You got guaranteed. Carfax.
Hey, but since last week, you been driving the hell out of the van. Tell the truth.
Well, I've been driving the hell out of it. That's how I know.
You in it tonight?
If you was to ride right now.
Why you ain't bring it?
And hit that bitch. Pray the gas. And pray the brake. If nigga in the third seat, he gonna come all the way to the front.
Why you ain't bring it up here?
Cause I had to put it up.
Okay.
I had to put it up.
Cause it's for sale.
It's about to be sold. That's why he ain't driving. Somebody came and looked at it.
For real?
Yeah. I think he was bullshitting though, but he came in there. Well, if a nigga walk around the car twice, he ain't gonna get.
No, somebody gonna buy it, bitch. We done talked about it too much.
If he walk around it twice, he ain't gonna get it.
We got one walk around once, get in the car. That collect vans and he want that bitch bad. That's one of a kind. It's O2.
If he wasn't sold on it, now you gotta be sold on. Go ahead and get the Astro van, man. It's ready.
You ever seen them car show and they be looking for shit?
Yeah, this
is like, man, I've been looking for this. Yeah,
that's
it's,
that
it's a nigga out here that's like, I've been looking for an Astro van.
Yeah, it's a nigga. He a mobile
I'm willing
mechanic.
To give you $10,000. Willing to do what? You can have this motherfucker. You want a picture?
You mean to tell me somebody gonna show up and be like, look here, DC. You really don't know what you got over there.
So fucking Astro van.
Dave, don't do that, because then he'll fuck around. Keep that bitch.
You just, I'm telling you, bro, that shit.
You know what?
Prime,
fuck, I appreciate you, bro. You
now look here, I didn't come over here to lowball you.
The shell is beautiful.
Will you take $6,500? That ain't gonna happen.
You know what? $6,500, man. I don't know, man. You gotta play. You gotta play hardball.
I'm gonna go and keep that motherfucker, man.
I can really see myself riding in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
The nigga be like, I'll give you 72. 72. This nigga in my whole mind. I'm like, well, I'm about to take that 72, but shit. I don't know, man. 72. That's still a way, long way from 10.
The goddamn ass.
Hey, man, they said like.
It's yours, sold, motherfucker.
They said like 600,000 people then came to Georgia since this shit done opened up.
Man, what?
600,000 people came?
Listen, the hotel that I always stay in, bro, like every time I come down here, and the last time I came, I stayed there, nigga, it was dead. I'm talking about haunted dead. This time, bro, every time I'm going on the elevator coming to the lobby, it's a group of niggas trying to get on the lobby. I'm talking about they deep. Young niggas just trying to get out the house. I asked him, I'm like, man, what the fuck is y'all niggas doing? He was like, man, boy, we just tired of being that damn, boy. We just want to be somewhere else. I'm like, nigga, this is the most retarded shit
from,
ever.
And they were from Atlanta?
I don't know where they was from. They was just niggas that was deep in the hotel, checking in to a hotel to do nothing.
Damn.
Niggas is from Atlanta going to check in at a hotel that stay in Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah. It's ridiculous. People just want to get out the house, man. That shit is getting
I saw
bad.
This picture. They had these people at Greenbrier. They said they was waiting in line to get some Jordans.
Y'all niggas stupid.
But then I was like, where the fuck they going to wear them to?
Who you going to see? Where you finna go?
Hey, Georgia open. Y'all finna
no,
go.
It's not.
Nigga, the mall open. Lenox is
Lenox
open.
Lenox is not open. All that shit is closing up. People are walking out that bitch. Nigga, have you seen the people walking out?
So the mall open, but the store is closed?
Mall is open, but the stores are closed. Niggas are walking out that bitch like.
That is so dumb.
Hey, but the mall still open. That just, the mall is the mall. We ain't say Foot Locker was open. We said the mall.
Nike, everything.
Foot Locker is just in the mall, nigga.
But everything that's in the middle of the mall is open. Like, to get
the kiosk. And
so every time a nigga walk in, hey, are you in your phone?
Oh, like, man. The kiosk people ain't
you're
playing.
You're on the phone. I get to fix your phone.
They didn't turn the mall into a flea market.
That's all you hear. Hey, I get to fix your phone.
It's wild out here, man. There's some wild shit going on.
What's some shit that you would sell in
why
the
your phone crack?
What's some shit that I would sell in the middle of the mall?
If somebody gave you the kiosk and they were like, you can hustle right here, what would you sell in the middle of the mall?
Shit, phone chargers. That's it. Phone chargers, nigga, all different types of nigga. You get you a personalized phone charger, just phone chargers. Cause niggas all
then it's gonna be a nigga in there trying to short stop you. I can fix your phone and tell you to charge it.
Hey, it's always gonna be that, but I'm going with the phone chargers. What you selling in the middle of the mall?
Dildo.
Crazy.
I'm making $1 million by the food.
The kids gonna be
jail. I was about to say, bro, you gonna just have the dicks out with the kids.
That's the thing. I ain't gonna even have no nothing out. Motherfuckers just once the word get out.
So you just gonna be there with the clean, clear kiosk. No
I was bitter. Thinking about selling coochie like the coochie pack.
No, I'm saying they gonna be, all I had to do is go to the
That's what I'm saying. You ain't gonna have no label or nothing on your kiosk.
It's gonna be like buying bootleg liquor.
Oh my God.
If women are buying eyelashes out of a vending machine, I know they'll buy a motherfucking
dildo
from a motherfucker with no display or nothing. Just be a nigga sitting there with plants on the cart.
It looks stupid. Damn. I don't know what I'd sell.
What would you sell, Fly?
I can't sit in one spot and stay in there for too long.
The Astro Van, nigga. You just put a picture of that bitch up on the kiosk.
Hell nah, so you got to move around in that bitch. See, the Astro Van might turn into a promotional van. You feel me? Might wrap my face around that bitch. Ha! Fuck you mean? Yeah, on the window.
That's way start too, playing. That's attracting way too much attention.
I don't know, man. I might sell Swishers.
Ah, that's a good one.
Just open up a big ass box, go get 100 pack, and sell them for $1. Single. Bussing heads. Yeah.
When weed become legal, that'll bussing be real
heads, nigga. Just all you just see Swisher packs all around. That shit make you wanna buy. You like, damn, nigga, you might well, there's already Swisher packs. Give me 10 of these bitches. God damn. You ever see somebody with a whole bunch of Swishers? You just have to buy Swishers. Go to the store. Hey, buddy, I just got the little box and shit. Let me get 5 of them bitches in.
Nigga, you in the mall with the motherfuckers going for $1 pack.
How you feel about 2020?
What? Nigga?
Shit made my head hurt.
Boy, I'm waiting to see what the year-end wrap-up rap song's gonna sound like this year. Ooh. You gotta
it's gonna be a slow song.
It's gotta be an R&B song. It gotta be somebody. The rappers, y'all can do one, but we gotta get a crooning nigga to sing about 2020.
Anthony Hamilton.
One of them, Anthony Hamilton. Anthony Hamilton, you gotta do a 2020 wrap up song because your voice is the only one that can be able to bring out the pain of this
year. You gotta bring the Nappy Boys in that shit too. They gotta do the whole thing.
Something, bro. You gotta have it, nigga. This shit
I'm so tired. Shit ever. Charlie.
All that.
2020 Charlie!
But 2020 that showed his ass, nigga. We got murder hornets that murder showed up in America.
Nigga, you believe this shit?
I do.
You believe murder hornets? Uh-huh. It's been killer bees out here. What happened to the killer bees?
See?
Can you get stung by 2 minutes?
You see what you just said?
Murder hornets kill
killer bees. You see what you just
said? What?
You said killer bees.
Right.
That mean they'll kill you.
Right.
If you provoke them.
Right.
These are murder hornets. That mean ain't nobody did shit to them. They just out here killing shit for no fucking reason.
Just running up on people that cold blooded
fucking murder.
And I don't fuck with bugs, nigga. Nigga, after watching my girl, nigga, you
these
be
ain't
out of
bugs.
Here.
These are fucking murder hornets.
Mm-mm. Not murder one, murder two. Murder hornets.
Nigga.
Second degree murder, but they murder hornets.
We get outside, we gotta duck the corona and the murder hornets, nigga. And we ain't even in the summertime yet.
Not manslaughter, but murder hornets.
I don't know what the fuck about to happen, but nigga, I feel like 2020 is gonna be the year they fuck around and find a dinosaur. I'm telling you.
I think they found it.
I'm talking about one that's still
alive.
That's
what a motherfucker told me the other day.
What?
Fishes are part of the dinosaur. Man, listen to me, bro. That shit sounds stupid as fuck saying that shit. Fishes, sharks, are dinosaurs.
Sharks are dinosaurs.
Yes, nigga.
I can see that.
He was deep in his
sharks is being dinosaurs.
They was around.
Sharks
was
the only one that was around dinosaurs.
Well, they was way bigger, but yeah.
I can't see no shark. I see a rhinoceros.
They got this big ass shark called a megalodon. Motherfucking shark big as a whale.
Like, and you ain't never seen huge. And they ain't never seen it. Anytime a nigga take a picture, he bite their ass.
But they don't even know if all them bitches gone.
I know they live to be like 150 years old.
What?
At least sharks.
Hey, yeah. But think about it, rhinoceros.
Hey, the same shit that makes sharks glide through the water, the same shit that's in pussy juice. Did you know that?
Nigga, what documentaries you been watching, bro? What the fuck?
Google it. No, that's the same shit that make them glide through the water. I don't know the exact name of that, but it's the same shit that's found in that in that pussy juice.
Glucose. Word. That's it. Glucose. That's,
nigga that's, just making yeah, up shit.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
Fuck him, man. What is it? first sharks appeared 450 million years ago. That's from the 85 South.
Yeah, first shark.
We got the research department. Right. Yeah.
Okay, research department. Look up how long dinosaurs have been here then, nigga.
Nah, dinosaurs were here since
first
the first
sharks
day.
Appeared 450 million years ago. That means somebody seen
how the it. Research know, department?
How you know when the shark appeared?
According to million? Research.
What type of research? Now I'll be believing
the most
that
current
shit.
Research that's available to us.
Because ain't nobody seen no shark and told nobody. A nigga died from it.
But you know, all of this is just speculation.
Right.
Everything. 450 million.
Dinosaurs could have been here 450 years ago. Nobody would ever fucking right. know. They could have been here 86 years
what
ago.
What about a hippo?
Who knows?
You know how mutts?
What the fuck are we
talking about? You ever seen a dog?
I was about to say, y'all niggas been watching that Tiger King.
I'm going to tell you how animals is. You know you ever seen a mutt? It's like a dog that would mix with a lot of dogs. Like it's a mutt. Think about it, how animals is. Like a rhino might be mixed with a goddamn dinosaur, alligator.
What is
and
in
an elephant.
Blunt? What is in that blunt?
He kind of big. He look like an infinity truck, huh?
What is in that blunt? What the fuck wrong with you, man?
Don't a rhino look like an infinity truck?
This nigga said a rhino look like an infinity, man. That's that quarantine. That's
I'm
what
through
doing
with this
to
nigga.
It's making us figure out wild shit like that, my nigga. This shit is crazy.
For real?
Man.
I love this shit, gang.
You see they locked up them two white guys that killed Buddy Jogger.
They needed
they
to.
Locked them
I'm
up.
Kidding, man. This shit be crazy, man. They go.
Streets right. ain't safe, man.
It ain't never been safe for a nigga, but it's titty. Good that
hard for a black
got
man over here.
My man. And you know, so at least the beginning stages of justice, it ain't over yet. Cause, you know, they known to get loose
they
and shit like that. Known to get real
they
loose.
They some tricky motherfuckers.
Yeah, cause the other buddy that did the shit the first time, he couldn't walk around out here. Goddamn, what's my
fuck
man?
Fuck it,
name?
Don't even say
yeah,
it.
I ain't gonna say his name. Fuck Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, little hoe ass nigga. I'm talking about Zimmerman, he a hoe.
This shit sad.
Soon as outside opened back up, they showed back up with the racism and the violence and shit.
Already. Right.
Just to remind you of normal. You want some normalcy? Here you go, black man. We back to normal now. This right. shit's crazy.
R.I.P. Trayvon, man.
R.I.P. Everybody that lost their life for that shit.
It's fucked up, man. Niggas can't do nothing out here. Motherfuckers can't jog.
That's why you gotta stay prayed up and just stay with that scrap,
that's
man.
What you talking about right
now. I'm telling you. Man, let me tell you something. I got something in the bullet for a nigga. I bet I make it home. I'm telling you, you assume or think that I'm a suspect. All right, your ass gonna be a victim. You gonna turn yourself into a victim, sir. Yeah, I better take that shit on, man. Everybody playing that shit. All right. Yeah, morning.
It's just, buddy, you know, to leave your house. I'm finna go run real quick. I'll be right back
right,
and
my
never
nigga.
Come back, bro. That
right,
shit
my nigga.
Is the worst, my nigga.
Right, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, we can't even live normal life. You know, they be trying to say that they had break-ins over there. So a nigga
what they
was
get?
Running. A nigga was running and looked at a construction house. It's just like a nigga was jogging.
I want to know
and
what
seen the construction
stolen.
House and be like, damn, how they build a nigga? And just stopped and looked at it. And was like,
this
oh,
out
okay.
in the middle of Hinesville, Georgia.
Nigga can't do
this
that.
The country.
A nigga can't run and jog and do that shit.
White people who stay out in the middle of nowhere pretty much. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, what was stolen?
Nothing.
That might
stolen.
Just
life
be
was stolen.
Some
nothing
motherfucking meth heads then got in the goddamn shed and stole. Exactly.
If you see the video, he ran across the car, didn't realize, I guess the nigga had the gun. They were like, hold up, my nigga, what you doing? Now he testing it. Before you know it, nigga, three shots going off, and then all of a sudden this shit happened. I'm like, bro.
But that's just a cover up, though. They don't never tell you what the descriptions and shit come
right, and then how did the camera end up right there? What's the, how did that happen?
Because these niggas be recording you know I mean? It so they can crazy. Show it off
but
to
do
these
you
little
understand? They can walk
people
in right
that
now
they
and
got.
Say you look you, like the suspect.
Think about it. You recording. You not just, nigga, we drive every day. Ain't now thought in our mind to just be driving and be like, let me just record behind these folk car right quick. Ever. You recording because you know what's finna go on. You dig what right. I'm saying?
I think this is a time for when the fact that we stuck in a house and you got time to really manage your mind, take that as an example to learn how to manage the chaos around you to make your environment better. Cause right. like the reality is that's an old game. They've been hunting niggas forever, since the beginning. So get your mind right and get as strong as you can mentally. So if we ever are able to galvanize and come together, as people have been trying to get us to do for the longest time, we'll be mentally prepared for the what come with that. You know what I'm saying? But until then, we just gonna keep watching this shit happen because ain't nobody put no real effort into making their mind elevate beyond the bullshit that they tell you. If you believe the bullshit, then you believe you 3/5 of a person. So you already done elevated beyond what they wanted you to think. So now go beyond that and train your mind to be able to deal with the chaos that we already know how to manage, but elevate your own thinking. And then we might be able to get this shit to stop one day.
Yep, I'm half. I agree.
Stay prayed up, bro. Stay safe and stay knowing that this world ain't built for us. This country, you dig what I'm saying? You can try to maneuver your environment and understand, dictate what's going on, but you gotta understand, man, be able to make a left and then a right step. You dig what I'm saying?
And leave
Don't
when you see the white folks.
Don't put yourself in a position where a motherfucker can put you in a box.
When you see the white folks, leave. If you see the police, leave.
Let them have that shit.
Yeah, just let them have that shit. You ain't gonna improve. No point.
Don't prove nothing, gang.
Just leave.
Leave, my nigga.
Take your black ass home. If you
can. Take your ass home.
Yeah, don't even loud talk them folk, man. Just leave.
At all, please. Take your ass home. Don't try to record and be like, yeah, I just told this fuck nigga what to do. Don't be one of them nigga, bro. Go home, my nigga. Please. As a black man to black man. I'd rather you be living than you trying to make a viral moment and then you go viral for real.
Yeah.
And man, shit, wicked. Like, as a black man, a lot of the shit that I had a conversation about it yesterday, and it was like, well, how come black people don't, you know what I mean? How come we can't utilize all of the, you know, elements of America that other races of people come in and utilize of the American dream? Come get neighborhood stores and put all this money and get all this money out of the community and send it back home. It's like, because all of those tools have been strategically held back from niggas using. We ain't never been given the real opportunity to utilize our brain power. All the times we get to show our brain power is either if we artists or if a nigga, you know, get to sell dope for a couple years and be the man in the neighborhood. But that mean that nigga brilliant. These motherfucking dope dealers that we done had over these years that made all these hundreds of millions of dollars, these was motherfuckers that could have really changed the community.
Really?
So you see, it's a strategic play to get a smart nigga that's not afraid up out of there. So we got to start building more of them, man. We got to start building more men to be able to know when to walk away, to know how to be able to take it on the chin and say, man, you know what? I'm gonna let y'all have that, because I know, nigga, ain't nothing I can really do. I'm gonna lose every way.
We got to start instilling that into our black brothers. You dig what I'm saying? Like, letting them folk know, like, you got to make sure you doing what you got to do out here. You feel what I'm saying? It don't matter the stereotypes that they put on us with, the, like you say, the basketball and you being a rapper and shit like that. My nigga, we can be so much other shit. If you got talent in it, you can make money in it. Don't put yourself in the box of people around you or you think you got to do something that's around you. Like, my neighborhood, it was dope dealing. And I was just saying that shit today. I was riding. I was like, bro, my mama raised a good kid. I was a good kid. Everything I got myself into, I got myself into that shit, bro. You feel me? The streets turned me out. You feel me? My mama raised a great child. That's why I'm humble enough and I know the certain shit that she put me in, I can balance off the even with the street shit that I learned. I'm like, oh, hell nah. Because when I was in shit that my mama put me in, I'm like, I wouldn't have did that. But by me being a street nigga, I can do it like this, though. You see what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, my mama raised a good kid, the streets turned me out. So just be you and just don't worry about what's going on around you, bro. You got to tap in and know what's your purpose and control it.
That's deep.
Man, it's important. Most important shit. I know everybody get, you know, I see everybody getting loose, I mean, upset about it and all that. But my thing always is, you know, if niggas ain't gonna do nothing, we ain't doing nothing. So the best thing you could do in reality is make your situation better, man. Elevate your mind, because they don't give a fuck about a nigga out here at all. At all. Not even a little bit. No sympathy for them.
Niggas don't either.
They don't give a fuck, but I'm going to tell you what we got to
Niggas don't. And then that's the thing. You got to watch both sides.
That too.
That's the killing part. Right?
Well, okay.
Because it ain't no safety.
You like, said some shit then. Okay, niggas. All right. Now let's take this for example. Even with living conditions, I wouldn't mind staying around some black folk. But by me knowing is white people around, or is it, I know it's safe. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I wouldn't mind staying, like I said, around black folk. Because I want to see other black folk doing good.
It is not safe living around no white people. What are you talking about?
No, what I'm saying is, like, you know how you're in a nice community.
Yeah, then you the threat. That's the, you threatening their safety then.
I always see that too, though. Exactly. Because they don't want to see a successful black person. That's why I said I want to stay around some black folk. But black folk don't take care of their shit. Point me out into a great suburban area. Nice and clean. And I'm talking about motherfuckers is really handling their business and strategically black. Not saying just the houses. The business, the business that's around it.
Yeah.
Nigga,
point it out.
Wakanda. That's as good as it's going
to
be.
Point it out.
Wakanda.
I'm just speaking facts. I ain't down on no note. I'm just speaking facts.
But when you, what you were saying about facts. About
my, like, whole neighborhood black.
Right, but just saying, like, this is what you said about, you know, niggas not taking care of their shit. Like, to me, it go deeper than that, because it's certain shit is ingrained in our DNA. You know how when you ride, you could be clean, you ain't got no straps in the car, no weed, nothing. You just driving down the street on the way to the grocery store. Right. If them police get behind you, nigga, you seize up. Oh, nigga. And I hate that I do that.
I see. I freeze up.
I know, but I
freeze up even if I'm clean.
You naturally got to do that.
I'm clean, you know, because you got to understand the life that we live in.
Right.
It's not just, even
it's
about
been
the drugs.
Passed down.
Because first it used to be, oh man, I hope because you was doing plant. Something. Because I was
now
doing
it's just like,
now that I ain't doing nothing, it's still like, okay, even though I ain't doing nothing, it's still scary. But it's like, now when the time stay, like, nigga, just being black, getting pulled over, niggas a threat.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? This past drug, nigga, this another crime. My skin color is a crime right now. You feel what I'm saying?
Woo-hoo. Hell yeah.
God damn it, I ain't got no drug. What I'm nervous for? Nigga, I'm black.
Right.
You don't know how they feeling.
I don't know how these niggas
feeling. This might be they stop.
Yeah, they.
Nigga, this is another crime. I'm committing a crime by being a fucking color, nigga.
Man.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? That's why I'm saying, why black people, what we gotta do, and I'm gonna keep hitting them in the head with the backhand. Ah, y'all nigga wake up. Y'all nigga wake up. What we gotta do is spend money with each other. Once we spend money with each other, guess what we can do? Start gaining our community back. When we gain our community back, you gotta understand it's rules and guidelines, niggas. Backhand, ba, ba, ba. You need rules and guidelines. You have to go by the rules and guidelines. First of all, they created the rules and guidelines, so it wasn't for us anyway. So we got to go in there, create a system for us. Okay, first of all, we gotta get the property. Once we get the property, we gotta know we gotta get insurance. Cause you know these niggas like to come burn our shit where we don't have insurance, so we couldn't get shit rebuilt. So when they burn our shit, we don't have the property. You know who has the property? They come snatch it from us. They make us move and they snatch it from us. So what we do, we gotta buy the property back. Make sure we put money up for the insurance for fuck niggas. So they won't hate on us, and make sure we pay the property taxes. Each year, the property taxes are the least expenses of all the bills and everything. Just put that up so we can own our community. They can't come fuck with us if we own this shit.
Right, we gotta get past looking at each other as enemies first before we can ever live peacefully amongst each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the most important part that we gotta know. Like, when we see the white people and we see, you know, not just to make it all about race, but when we see our lives not appreciated, it should let you know that we got a responsibility to ourselves not to keep knocking each other the fuck off for nothing. Like, if you got a confrontation with somebody, take it back to the old school, fist fight a nigga, but you got to be able to put that wanting to murder a motherfucker for nothing aside, because, right, like, we all done suffered losses in regards to our family to violence. And I know, ain't no white man killed my uncle. Ain't no white man killed my father. Niggas did that. So who I'm really supposed to be mad at if I'm gonna be mad at somebody? You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be mad at the person that's beside me that I can make a change in. So I'm frustrated in the fact that the first thing that come to your mind when you get into it with somebody that look like you is to go grab a pistol and knock a motherfucker off. Now they right. did, and you in jail, and there's two more niggas off the street that ain't gonna be able to make no change doing nothing.
Nothing.
So you ain't gonna be able to get to no level being able to elevate your mind in any way, shape, or form if you don't realize that the nigga, that your nigga, your brother, that ain't your enemy, man. That ain't your, and no matter how poor you is, how fucked up the environment is, we all come from them environments, nigga. But for us to be where we at and people look at us and see, like, how'd you do it? Because I elevated my mind to be beyond the bullshit. Like, I come from a place where the niggas that live around me, when I was making the character, building my character as a young man, and they was laughing at me for me having responsibility, then they turned around and hated me for having it when we became grown men. Because they don't have it. So now he was laughing at me when I was walking to the store getting the groceries. But now that I'm out here taking care of my responsibilities that you never picked up because you was playing all the time, I'm now a nigga that's the enemy to you. So you want to do something to me more than the police do because you feel like I owe you something.
Right.
But all we owe each other is to be able to say, man, they whoever the they you think is, they ain't going to never stop. This shit been going on since forever. Thurgood Marshall and all them was fighting these cases, and it don't stop.
That shit was in Pocahontas, nigga. I'm watching Pocahontas today. White folk calling Pocahontas them savages. Oh, the savages! We have to kill the savages! And then Pocahontas, they, we not savages, y'all think we savages? They out there fighting like savages. You gotta see that shit, bro.
Bro, your ass is fucking crazy, man.
Pocahontas and them folk, and then what made me mad, cause they killed one of Pocahontas folk, but Pocahontas folk couldn't get one back on up on them. You feel me? Because Pocahontas fell in love with John Smith a little bit.
John Smith, the ultimate white man.
I'm gonna tell you, that pussy was so good, bro. It made John Smith thought he was talking to a tree. Remember that time she gave John Smith that pussy? He was like, hold up, bitch.
This nigga just said Pocahontas gave John Smith some
she
pussy.
She did, bro. That's why that nigga thought he was talking to the tree. The tree was like, that shit good, ain't it? He was like, what the fuck? And Tree, she like, what? He was like, you didn't hear that? That shit was lit, bro. My daughter had me watching that shit 4 days straight.
Man.
Children had you. I'm like, damn, bro, y'all crazy.
Nah.
It's fine that she liked that shit. Shit I grew up on.
Yeah.
I'm like,
make
you
feel
know
good as a father when your kids fuck
she
with the
see
shit
Lion
you
King.
Fuck with.
She's like, daddy, can we watch Lion King? And she cried, bro, when, who that was?
Snap out of it, nigga, it was a car. Yeah. See that mold that he just went into? That's what the fuck we got to shoot.
Nah, but see that's
immediately
survival.
Hearing that.
That's
nah,
survival.
I'm talking about just the doing that with each other when it
right, natural aspect.
We don't know what the fuck was out there when we heard that. But if a nigga just look at you, you go into that same mold.
Right.
Like damn, bro, it ain't that serious.
It ain't that serious.
But goddamn, back to the Lion King.
But Lion King, bro, right there when Mufasa died, bro, she ain't think a nigga knew. She kept leaving and going like she'd come back and then walk off. And then come back and like be doing this shit. And I'm like, what's wrong, baby? I'm like, nothing, daddy. Just Mufasa. I'm like, oh, you crying? Come Mufasa!
Damn.
Shit, that's everybody hilarious. Crying Mufasa.
Everybody, yeah. You might, you gotta
get
stop
up,
yourself
Dad.
From crying every time you see it, I'm good.
Dad, get up.
Hell shit. Nah, man. Simba little bitch ass. He the reason why.
I've been smoking a blunt about 30 minutes over there, bitch. I'm fucking hungry. I should order some wings.
That's right.
Shit just came in now. You just asked for food, now look. Food on the floor.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. What that is right there? Boy, that thing go right there, right there.
Nah, that's them faux shit.
Hey, man, we were just talking about unity.
That the crew food, yo. Yeah. U-N-I-T-Y, bring the food to me, please.
Shit crazy out here in 2020,
man. Teddy gang.
This been one of the wildest years.
Nigga. I always be standing with that food,
time.
Bro.
This is the wildest, to me, this is the wildest year in history of anybody that's on the planet.
Y'all don't want to smoke with me, bro. I want to smoke by myself, bro. Y'all, they crazy. I keep trying to fan me. I'm like, please, bro. Get me, bro.
Yeah, we been smoking, nigga, earlier.
You know what I don't like about 2020? This shit should, I don't know, because I don't like shit being slowed up. I think people know what's going on with the markets and shit. They know who they want and shit. But, bro, when you work hard to get to a certain point to get your establishment in motion. And then for y'all to be like, you can't go to work. You're like, wait a minute, that ain't what we go to work for. Like, we go to work to become entrepreneurs. We don't do this for somebody else to be like, go home.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing at all this shit. The whole can't go to work. I ain't even looking for shit to do. I ain't even flexing like I'm busy. Motherfucker asked me what I'm doing, and I told him nothing.
Nothing.
Then they invited me to do some shit. I was like, you must have misunderstood what I said. I said I was doing nothing. Nothing is the something that I'm doing. I didn't need you to suggest some shit for me to do. I've already decided.
That I'm not doing nothing.
I'm not doing nothing.
Don't keep myself busy. Fuck hey, bullshit.
Nah, man, listen. This the shit that 2020 so vicious. When I was coming down here, they had the sign on the gas station that said, if you don't have a mask and gloves on, you can't come into the store. I don't know if it's bad right there in that little section or what, but you can't come in if you ain't got the mask and gloves. So and you are subject to prosecution. So from February to May,
Nigga
ain't give a fuck. That ain't straight through. But
two of them niggas.
Them niggas was going to stand close to that food. I'm going to make sure I get me a wing.
You going through?
They act like I'm on the phone wing trip.
Yeah, that's about on the phone. Anybody on the phone.
Hey, they were just trying to get closer to the wing, bro.
God, this is crazy.
Hey, man. But yeah, now in February, if you had a mask and gloves going in the gas station, you were a criminal. Now, if you don't have on a mask and gloves, you're a criminal.
You got to go.
You got to
go. And put that mask and glove on.
Nigga.
And you got to have some of this shit.
Hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah, I keep that shit.
Sneezes is the new
little
bullet.
Squirts, y'all. Y'all be over squirt, man. Little squirt.
Pause, nigga.
Little squirt. Little squirt. See, that thing, you can't even talk no more, man. That shit crazy.
That was, I couldn't
so
let you slide on that
y'all
one.
Niggas created
yeah,
that
I
shit.
I couldn't let you slide on that
pause.
One.
Pause. What the fuck? That shit gonna fuck a whole conversation up. No squeezing, my nigga, pause. All right.
Hey, when you rub hard on a hole, my nigga, pause. Wait a minute. You the one who said y'all niggas squirt too much.
No, I'm talking about people. People squeeze on the hand sanitizer bottle too hard.
You can't even say what you want to say.
People in general are squeezing on the hand sanitizer bottle too hard. A little speck, little drop, clean a whole hand. You ever see like all that, like you don't know
how dirty them folks' hands are.
No, that motherfucker killed 99.99. If a little squirt killed 99.99, then a big squirt killed like.
The same amount.
50 million
The same amount, nigga. It's gonna kill the same amount.
Oh my God, man. Hey, how long you think it's gonna take for this shit kick off real? Like,
no,
How long you think it's gonna take?
What's your over under on getting back to being on stage again, bro?
Man, this.
But you give it, what month, nigga, is it? When
what
is
month
it?
Is it now?
What month? It's May,
I'm
man.
I'm
May
next, 2020. I'm in next year. I know we probably going to do something this year, but my mind focus on this year. January 2021.
Yeah. I don't believe
well,
that.
Well, I don't.
Man, this shit going to be popping like a motherfucker in September.
But you think so? Gonna be
hell
sick.
Yeah.
Niggas going to be sick.
Ain't nobody going to be sick.
Niggas going to be in the comments so like,
right, because the regular flu season, I'm just
that
saying.
That shit going to be weird. It going to be like, hold up.
No, it's
a lot
not.
Of niggas there sick.
I think it's not till summer 2020, but you talking about
2021?
2021, my bad. Right. Till you talking about big venues and big crowds.
10,000, bro. Nigga, you got to understand, bro. Like, performing with Mike and D-Ray and some more of them, bro.
Yeah, we know. Like, nigga, this 10,
you know what
15.
I'm trying to tell you?
We did what? 8 on our last show. 8,000
right?
People. How many hands we shook and hugs we gave?
Nigga,
how
to.
Bro.
What's up? I thought it was
getting back to that. How you gonna, how we be having a meet and greet? Niggas
nigga
coming up.
Be sweaty
niggas gonna have to start bowing to each other. Nigga. Take the picture, everybody apart.
You gonna wait to death,
bow
bro.
And get back.
Well, I've been fucking with you.
Well, that boy was nervous.
For real, bro. You know, we done dapped a lot of sweaty hands.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. Ah.
I'm talking about like, nigga, did
make
you pour
like
water
the
on your hands?
Was on the nigga palms when you,
nigga pour water on his hand, bro. I'm like, why? damn, bro.
I don't know when the world gonna open back up.
I ain't that famous ever. Shit.
But I like I said, I just been laughing at all this shit because they done shut our whole industry down. And now I'm like the nigga at the end of the movie. I told you, motherfucker, I told you. I told you they were gonna shut the shit. You thought shit was sweet, didn't you?
Yeah.
I told you, motherfucking ass.
I give you credit, man. Lo's been saying this for years. I'm talking about for years. He said, hey, nigga, sometimes they just come and he was just talking about in comedy reference, but he's like, nigga, sometimes they come and they just gonna turn the water off. Everything dry up, everything gone. Nigga, them times happen in comedy all the time.
Ain't nothing moving.
The world was gonna get
And you know what's crazy? It seemed like this shit happened like every 5 years.
What?
Like when the comedy industry just shut down. You remember when they had that big ass writer strike? It wasn't, you know
I remember
what I mean?
That writer strike put up a lot of shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's always some shit.
But
that
it ain't
shut
even
out
like, it's just like, it just motherfucker telling you you can't go to work. Like, I done been at a job and you want to work and nigga be like, you can't do overtime. I don't give a fuck, I'ma say it. I used to work for the Braves. The Atlanta Braves, I used to park cars in the sea parking lot. Yes, sir, it used to be hot as fuck out there, boy, 99 degrees. That heat bouncing up off that street, coming right back, hitting you in your face, home. Boy, how the hell, but get what? You better park the motherfucking car, you did. So I'm parking car, bro, my motherfucking supervisor name.
Don't say her name.
She lucky I can't remember her name, but she know I know her ass. I used to want to do overtime. She's like, listen, Mr. Whitfield, you can't do overtime because we have to spread it out to every employee. I'm like, bro, every employee don't want to do overtime. Look at this bitch. She across the street already. She ready to go home. Why is you trying to get her overtime? Let me work. Bitch ain't never let me get overtime, home.
You mad about that still?
Hell yeah, and I got fired. And I got fired. But I wanted to work. I ain't never. Where you fired a nigga who wanted to work? What the fuck? How you do that?
Hey, man, well, that's it. The world done did us like DC supervisor did him with the Braves, nigga, and let everybody just get shut down.
Everybody shut down.
Everybody. And nigga, ain't a show to be had in the world tonight. Literally. Right. In the world, unless a nigga in the basement on some Braves Boom Boom Room shit. Ain't no concert hall.
Niggas are doing live shows on Instagram, my nigga.
Yeah, but you live in the living room.
I'm not doing no live show without no audience.
Bruh.
I don't blame you for that.
I don't blame you.
What? I'm not finna. You telling me my laughs are typed?
Everybody is on OnlyFans right now. That's the only shit.
I'm finna give me one.
30 million people on unemployment.
I'm finna give me one.
33 now. Right.
12 million people on.
This nigga said he Greg'd. I just heard what you said.
4999.
Boy, if you don't get the fuck out of here, boy.
This post right here gonna be for 250. Bro, them hoes on that selling poses, bro. Real talk.
They getting paid too, because niggas gotta be in the house every day. And you like, I at least got to see something different.
Listen, man, I'm gonna tell y'all, all my entrepreneurs, do not fall into the trap.
What trap is that?
It's a trap.
What trap?
Which one?
The trap.
What?
The trap. It's a trap. Like, it's a digital trap that gets people trapped, bro. Don't fall into that shit.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Shit. He said shit.
He forgot what he was talking about, why he was saying
that. Nigga high, man. I know he had his own
hand. Hey, man, that nigga said don't fall into the trick. What's the trick?
The trick,
nigga. Well, what trick is that? Nigga, the trick.
The what?
The trick that they got, and you don't fall in the trick, nigga. They tricking us. When a nigga forget what they said. Hey, that shit feel nasty. You ever been talking to somebody, forget what you was saying in the middle of talking? You like, hell yeah, bro.
No,
bro. He had a brilliant point, though.
You got to speak in code, bro. Sometimes you can't let them know that you always know, bro. You feel me?
Hey,
when
man.
The niggas that be out there be talking, they be loud and shit. Like, okay, you smart, but now you letting everybody know you know, nigga.
No,
you feel
God,
me? You got to have a master plan.
It's the trap.
But don't fall into the trap, because I'm telling you.
Hey, man, I'm glad you reminded me about the trap, though, because I ain't trying to get trapped.
It's a trap, bro.
In the trap.
Because you got to think about it.
Because I know they got one.
They got one. They just shut off all the resources for niggas to get money.
Right.
Not all of them. The main
live
ones.
Performances, right.
But now it make niggas really think. Elevate, broaden your horizon. Uh-huh. Some people can't. So they got traps. And it's only just social media shit, like all that live shit. Bro, that's a fucking trap, bro. Like, you know, I ain't getting jiggy with that shit, because it's going to be a time where y'all know how to do this shit back in real life. Let's go. I'm not falling into that trap, my nigga. I'm not doing that social media.
What if we don't, though?
Well, it is what the fuck it is. Time's up.
What if we don't?
What if we don't? Back to the blizzard. You did.
That's real right there. Because motherfuckers just put it in their mind that it's going to go back to normal. We don't know what the fuck going on out here.
What if it be like a whole year and a half? They be like, well, you can't go to... But it was a great run,
hell
y'all.
Yeah.
We still going to come up with ways to get some money.
Yeah, that's just what it is.
It ain't going to stop. It stopped just... it put a pause on shit. But when shit get back to... Man, you got to get back to do... Boy, you better get back to real life, man. Real life.
You going
to
get a vaccine?
No,
Trap!
Yeah.
You better pick. You got to pick it cold.
Trap. No, no. I ain't never got a flu vaccine.
Trap. Definitely.
Oh, stimulus check. Trap. Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's
so you telling me you had to file it out. Sitting in your bank statement. Trizzy.
Hey, you breaking the code. You about to tell him you know, nigga. You just said you can't let him know.
It was a trap with the trap.
The trap.
Can you get it?
They gonna send another one?
No.
You sure?
No, I don't think that's gonna.
But I'm gonna tell
you. Who gives away money, nigga? Like, they ain't not giving away no goddamn
money.
They gave you some? No.
I'm gonna tell you too. My folks that he filled it out, right? They ain't had no money, so they gave him food stamps. I'm like, nigga, they got substitutions.
Ooh.
That's right, nigga, we can give him some free food.
For how long?
Nigga.
Is he like just on there now? He just nigga, on there?
Like every week, nigga. Not the month and shit. I'm like, damn. I'm like, boy, it's a trizzy. It's a trap. Boy, you accepted that? It's a trap.
Shit, hey, my uncle was filing for the unemployment that they give business owners. You know, you got to do it online. That nigga, you know how they tell you how many people is in front of you? It says 800,000 people in front of you.
Damn.
800,000. It took this nigga 4 days just to sign the application. 800,000 people are ahead of you trying to get this. Man, that shit crazy.
Hey, man, this pandemic is really showing its ass.
For real, bro.
Wendy's done ran out of hamburgers. What the fuck they gonna sell, bro? Nuggets?
For real, they done ran out of burger meat.
Man, Dave Thomas rolling in his grave right now.
Man.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Wendy's done took hamburgers off the menu completely.
That's fucked up.
It's a beef shortage, and ain't nobody called me.
How they the only ones that?
It's a whole meat shortage, and ain't nobody called me.
This nigga's dog.
Are you serious?
Come on, man.
Y'all just gonna run out of meat and... Okay.
Hey, come on.
Wow. All this extra meat. Y'all rather starve than fuck with your boy.
Hey, man.
Hey. Wow.
And then stupid
fuck.
Wow.
You would rather die.
Y'all gonna run out of me and nobody called you back.
Ain't nobody said nothing.
You know, my kids still got 20 piece nuggets for $1.49. I've been trying to figure that shit out for 2 years.
That can't be chicken.
Burger King got
20 nuggets for $1.49.
20 nuggets
for $1.49.
I've been trying to figure
that out for 2 years.
Wait a
minute. Find out what's going on.
For $1.49.
Nigga, the commercial say we got 20 nuggets for $1.49. It rewinds it. Cause niggas be like, what? It already rewind for you.
Right.
Like, we
Google
got
that.
20 nuggets for $1.49.
Burger King got 20 nuggets for $1.49.
We got 20 nuggets for $1.
Ain't no way.
Man, that can't be chicken.
Nah.
Nigga, that ain't no chicken.
Nah, that's something else.
Boy, that's something, boy.
That's
like, boy, that's coronavirus.
Shock. Right there. Damn, $1.49.
I just want to ask them folks, excuse me, what's in the nugget that you can make 20 of them bitches and sell them motherfucker for $1.49?
Man,
please!
I used to work at Burger King. When them nuggets first come out, the first 30 seconds, unfuckwittable. The bitches are magnetic.
Bro, that shit don't even make sense.
You only nigga that know that is the nigga that worked behind the motherfucker. You had to work at Burger King. You wouldn't know a nigga eating the nuggets fresh out the box.
I'm gonna tell the truth. If Burger King cooked all their food like as you ordered, man. If they just got out the fast food game. Like if Burger King cooked that shit as you order, man,
it'll be can't nobody
fuck with Burger King if them motherfuckers just like fuck all that prep shit. Like them motherfuckers were cooking that shit as you ordered it, like right then.
You had to make a reservation to go to Burger King.
Nigga, you would sit the fuck down and
eat that shit. I got somebody better than them, Sonic. Shut that shit down. But let's get back on Burger King. If you're an entrepreneur, let's break this down. My nigga.
The trap.
This is the trap. If we go, okay, China is where they distribute everything at. That's where the main plug, where you go get all the shit for Lolo.
Right.
20 nuggets, my dog. For $1.49.
These nuggets ain't came from no China.
Boy, they got to come from somebody worse than China. How much I'm getting these nuggets for that I said 20 for these bitches for?
DC.
Goddamn $1.49.
The research department can't confirm the 20 piece. For $1.49. They got a 10 piece with the large fry for $3.
That's some bullshit. I just seen the commercial last night. Okay. Hit Wi-Fi
slow. So you say
now we're not saying you're not correct.
The 10 piece is $3.49.
That's with the fries.
With the fries. No drink.
Now they might give you a drink. It's Burger King. They love for you to get a big ass drink.
Man, salute to anybody out there that can even eat 20 nuggets. You's a bad motherfucker if you can.
Hey, speaking of the Burger King drink, I feel like the Coca-Cola at Burger King never gets mentioned in the great Coca-Cola conversation. You know,
everybody, I didn't even know it was a great Coca-Cola conversation.
Like from the fountain, from the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna tell you who got the smoothest orange drink, man. Donald got the smoothest
Not no more. They don't sell that.
No!
It's been about 2 years since they took that off the
menu. Oh, no, don't tell me that.
They took this shit off the menu like 2 years ago.
Oh, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
It's gone.
I don't know how to be doing this shit, man. Oh, my God.
That shit used to be busted. When you see them folk have your food and your drink, you see that little orange hit the top of that drink like, I'm about to murk that bitch.
Orange lavender burst.
What?
Damn. The icy orange, man.
That's why they got to talk to the people like, what you like about the beer? Like, what's it? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
they
want a new orange drink. Wait.
Time out. You say the Coke from Burger King. That Sprite from McDonald's, number one. You ain't gonna find no Sprite. That McDonald's Sprite got that.
That shit too strong. Too strong.
That commercial. For real.
Too strong. I'm straight on that McDonald's Sprite. That's why I want the orange drink.
That drink.
I'm gonna get the orange. I'm gonna get the eye and the flavor. You hear me? They fucked me up with that.
What year
one.
You think McDonald's was the best in your life?
1993.
I say 98 with the old. Characters that they used to have, the little burglar man.
I'm going to say 1992.
The Hamburglar man, that used to be my 92. Nick. 92?
93 for me.
92, for sure. When they was giving out all the Dream Team shit, that food was busting on another level.
I don't know about that one.
When we got some McDonald's.
And that's when they was buying, they first started the, you know, when you buy a big sandwich and you get another one for a dollar type shit. Damn. You know, like you get like two Big Macs or some shit.
Game, see, I came in the game with a double cheeseburger.
McDonald's used to put all their shit on sale. Like every time you go, it'd be like quarter pounders 1 week. Then it'd be like Big Macs 1 week. And then it'd be like, they was like, shit, we got to keep this shit going. So they just start throwing shit up there. Then it was like, well, double cheeseburgers. Double cheeseburger really wasn't even the shit until they started selling them for the low. Then they started selling hamburgers for like 17 cents on Wednesday or some shit.
That was
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Like, they were 17 cents at first, then they went up to 27 cents.
I don't think that shit made it in D.C. We ain't get the 17 cents. I don't know if that one, that promotion might have skipped the national. It might have been a tax day applied to that, and the D.C. skipped that one, nigga. They ain't never had a 17. Not that, boy.
Craig remember.
I remember the 17. How old you here, Craig? Remember some shit like that? Nigga said, I remember. How the fuck old you in, Craig?
But McDonald's, I know
Craig
in 93, bro.
Damn, Craig.
I don't know. Whatever year, I don't know if it's 93. I don't
know if I said the wrong year.
But whatever year the Monopoly game came out. Whenever the Monopoly game came out, that's when McDonald's, whatever year that came out, that's when McDonald's.
I don't know what year it came out.
I don't know. 1776.
Hey, there we go, research department. What year did the Monopoly McDonald's game come out?
I remember when Sorry came.
Bullshit. 17 cent hamburger. Sorry, and then they was 27 cents.
I hate that game. Sorry, shut your whole ass. What y'all want
to
play?
We used to fuck with them. Add cheese on them hoes.
What's the shit they be like?
Wasn't it? This shit, 1987 they been playing this shit?
Yeah.
McDonald's been running it up. God damn.
And ain't nobody never won.
Ever.
They got a whole documentary.
See, look, nigga, it's bringing back memories. Niggas mad because they ain't win. Niggas wanted to win bad as a motherfucker. You done went and bought $4 fries.
Bro, it's a documentary about it. The mafia took over that shit.
For real? Oh, I got to watch that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, you didn't see that? Oh, yeah, buying the property. Told y'all niggas. Bought the property on them niggas. Them white boys weren't ready for Shouter. Shouter bought the property that was sent on the what the Matt Dog was sitting on. So he had the franchise, but them niggas was trying to make him have a little percent of the franchise. So he was like, cool, I'll take that. But now I own the property. Now you got to pay me property tax. Not property tax, but now you got to pay me
the booth rent.
Yeah. And the 20% and the leasing agreement.
Y'all want to play the Matrix right quick?
What if I
told you McDonald's was not a restaurant, but a real estate company?
It is. It's called, what it called? McDonald's Real Estate Company.
Look at that one. That one just knocked niggas back. Niggas said, ooh.
I'm going to tell you right now, every land that McDonald's got, McDonald's owned. Mm-hmm. Talk
they
shit.
Getting it. Hey, McDonald's running
it's
it up.
It's a real estate company that sells.
Talk your shit.
That's crazy. That's a hell of a thought.
Yeah.
They got enough real estate.
Nigga right here, bitch, sleeping up on a rock. Better wake up. Nigga, better stop.
I always wonder how two gas stations could be right across the street from each other.
Nah, you know what I wonder? Well, how the fuck is there so many mattress firms, bro?
That's the money laundering.
Bruh.
Niggas are going to sleep now.
It be dog. Like, it be a mattress firm on this side of the street and a mattress firm across the street. Like, who the fuck buying this many mattresses? Dog, it's a mattress firm. Every shopping center, like every other two shopping centers, it's at least one mattress firm.
That's money laundering.
You said that's what?
That's money laundering.
For
they,
real?
They cleaning the money up.
Boy, this nigga's the Oracle right now.
2600 in the U.S. What? Brian?
It's 2,600 mattress firms. Nigga, for what? You need one mattress firm per state, bruh.
You know how aggravating that'd be? The only mattress firm is in Valdosta.
Wait a minute.
These niggas gotta ship my bed.
This is what you gotta keep in mind. Motherfuckers go to sleep every night.
Everywhere.
The average house need 4 or 5 mattresses.
It's a homeless person right now with a mattress.
You buying a mattress? When the last time you bought a mattress?
It's a homeless person right now with a mattress.
You bought a mattress.
What do you mean? I just bought one every day.
Nigga, how long you plan on keeping it? When you gonna buy another one?
You shit about a year?
Oh, nigga, you a bad motherfucker.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I plan on keeping that shit for a minute, though.
Yeah, nigga, that's what you get the good mattress for.
But understand.
If it's one right here, why I gotta go across the street where they got the same shit in the same store? Like, they don't make no money.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. How you be, like, saying your shit on to me? I just get the mattress and put that bitch on the iron bed. What's popping? They ride.
Oh, what?
Where'd they go?
Man, what the fuck? What is in that blunt, man?
Man, I don't know.
Nigga, know what I said.
This nigga say, I know. Oh, what, nigga?
Nah, I'm talking about when you get the mattress, you know you got the little
on the bed spring.
Yeah, but it's sometimes they got the one that just fold, but it's just the metal rod.
This,
you got
with
to
the
place,
hotel.
You got to place that bitch like a puzzle piece.
This nigga talking about a futon. This nigga say he gonna sit that regular mattress on a futon stand.
I can't deal with this nigga today, man.
Bro, what the fuck is the point of that, my nigga? You should have went to the other mattress firm for that, dog, and just got the frame. This nigga said he putting the new mattress on a futon top. Oh, this nigga back gonna be fucked up.
Hey, I realize you can be bright in a lot of areas.
This is the 85 South Show. This is a podcast for people that'll put an air mattress under a headboard.
Hey, why you playing? I knew a bit like that too.
Stop bullshit.
And what?
Like making it up like it's a hotel bed.
The headboard was leaning on the wall and the bitch had an air mattress on the headboard. I'm like, oh, this bitch is creative. I would have never thought of that. I have an air mattress.
You know who else I got to shout out right now?
Should have did that.
all the bad bitches that got a room full of dirty clothes.
Shit, all the women that got a room and full of clean clothes too. That you ain't folded yet. You got a whole big ass room full of towels and shit you've been saying you was gonna fold since the end of March. Old fucking towels, man. You gonna have to move if you don't do it in a minute.
They old towels.
Much love to everybody who caught on cut off when you turn the key off.
That fan still be running.
I mean, it take a second for the car to cut off.
No, that shit scary.
When that fan just run.
Dog, yeah, that nigga, you like, something wrong with my shit.
Boy,
how long the fan, how the fan run on the Astro, man?
Soon as you cut that bitch off.
It's okay.
And people like, whoo,
put an LS motor in that bitch.
The motherfucker cut off.
High cut off.
Whoo,
I'm gonna put an LS motor in that bitch.
I'm telling that bitch, bro, you go, let me tell you something. The bit hit so hard that when Carlo get the motherfucker, when he ride, he gonna smile. He gonna be like, motherfucker, really all right?
I'm gonna put some 20s on it.
No, don't do that. You gonna look like a Mexican.
Hey, no disrespect. Salute to all our Mexican
people. Salute to all the Mexicans. But y'all know y'all put no, rims y'all ain't, on everything.
You can't say that
they
shit.
Put, I see the Mexican with some rims on the PT crew.
No, don't disrespect a nigga then and say, hey, man, salute to you. And fuck y'all.
Bruh,
y'all ain't shit.
I swear on everything. I see the nigga had rims on the PT
crew. What if I am Mexican? My name Carlos. Y'all don't know my heritage.
You might be.
And disrespecting my people.
You is a Mexican. Carlos. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you. Let's see.
Oh,
when
shit.
I was young, I always wanted my name to be Carlos.
You did?
Hell yeah.
For real?
Like, bro, your mom was cool and had a name Carlos, and you black, and you got a Mexican name? Carlos? And you black? Nigga, but
the name ain't even Mexican.
Whatever. We always thought it was Mexican.
Well, it's just popular in his. It's really Charles. Did you know that?
Carlos is Charles. Charles?
It's just Spanish equivalent.
Of Charles.
Exactly.
That's just like my name,
that's
John.
Your name,
it's,
Charles.
It's one. Your name is
Charles. Charles, for real, my nigga. That's
not my name, but that's just what my name translates.
Your name Charles, nigga.
Charles, that's crazy, nigga.
Nah,
damn.
But I always wanted my name to be Carlos, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, damn, what your name?
Did you
Carlos?
Know a Carlos growing up?
Hell yeah. Nigga was cool and fuck. You know back then?
Every nigga named Carlos.
Some shit
was
cool. Some shit was just cool, bro. It was like, bro, your name Carlos? Bro, you ain't got to work hard to be cool. Your name Carlos. How you going to be lame in your name Carlos?
What made your
I was cool with every
K
nigga.
How you lame in your name Carlos? Bro, you got a cool
every nigga
name,
I ever
bro.
Met named Carlos was cool as fuck, too.
Like, shit, they got to fit. Like, bro, you got to understand
just
my name John.
Just to be different.
It what? Ain't even no particular
that's
reason.
That's dope.
I had to do different. So much.
With the K, it's
dope.
K-A-R-L-O-U-S.
Have you seen any other Carloses with a K?
Uh-uh.
See, that's dope. Just changing one letter.
I mean,
of
yeah,
name.
With a K, but
John
not with
a rough child.
L-O-U-S.
John.
John had to do a lot
yeah.
of shit.
John.
Carlos, Carlos, you cool as fuck. Your name cool. Move. John, I'll slap you.
You got
you
grown man responsibility as a little boy.
Why you John. Gotta slap me? No, you won't.
John Whitfield.
Please don't slap me, man. I gotta slap you back.
You gotta be an upstanding citizen.
Man, John, bro. I don't even fuck that. Lil John, y'all. Change. Put the lid in front of that bitch.
Hell.
And change it. Not just Legion.
Legion.
You see what I'm saying? Put a little French on that bitch. Legion.
Legion.
You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, Legion. Yeah, D.
Legion with him.
Legion.
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 Legion with him.
Legion with him. That is crazy. Hold up, Gia. Name Anthony.
Anthony. Anthony.
I knew all light skinned
Anthony. Jamal. Bean.
Growing up, Anthony's was light skinned. What's your name?
My
name
is nigga.
Jamal.
Jamal.
Real name, nigga.
I got Anthony. The mean ass.
That's the most irresponsible nigga in the black
Jamal.
Community.
Jamal, my nigga.
Yeah. He can't be trusted. Jamal.
Jamal, bro. My mama said
who gave the keys to Jamal, man?
Jamal.
Jamal,
B.
man.
You stole your bike, right. That nigga
Jamal.
That
nigga Jamal.
So that's why I don't know what my, thank you, mom, for putting that in the middle and not making that just the first
time. I know you a real Jamal nigga.
Jamal Bean would have been a mean motherfucker.
So what's your name?
Though.
Anthony Jamal.
Anthony Jamal Bean.
Oh, my shit get worse. My shit get worse.
John Richard.
John Richard. We know John Richard.
Oh, yeah,
Whitfield.
I was
going
to say,
the attorney.
Yeah, John Richard.
What
Whitfield.
The fuck
you get your money. John Richard Whitfield, he'll get your money.
Call me now. Where the fuck Richard come from?
Hey,
Then my mama tried to make me feel better. She said, well, in French, it's Richard.
Dog, if your name was LeJean Richard Whitfield, that's it, bro. That make it a whole
lot of people. I'm going to name my little boy right after me, just like that. LeJean Richard Whitfield.
I got all y'all.
Carlos Bernard.
Hey, this nigga here, Carlos Bernard. Carlos Bernard.
That's every step, man, that can't be trusted.
Dog, Bernard.
Who got it? Bernard.
Hey, dog. That's Bernard. Listen to this team. Bernard, Jamal, and Richard. My
nigga. Hey, that nigga Richard. Bernard, Jamal, and Richard.
Bernard, Jamal, Richard, my nigga.
Carlos Bernard, crazy. That sounds like some cheap wine that everybody drink. We fucking with that Carlos Bernard.
It sound like some cheap wine, my nigga.
Some cheap ass liquor, but the whole hood fuck with it.
You own some
man, we was real. Fucked up. We was on that Carlos Bernard. Man, nigga was
hey,
long.
Like you own shit, you own or something.
Hey, come out with my own liquor.
Carlos Bernard sound like
hey,
right. You
hey, that
own
Carlos
shit.
Bernard
hey, man, what you want? Man, bring me that Carlos Bernard.
Let me get two Carlos Bernards, please.
Hey,
oh
Bernard.
My God, man.
Hey, I'm Carlos kicking it with the little bitch last night. We on there, Carlos Bernard.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, why you playing? That shit sound like it's smooth, though. That shit sound like it's smooth.
Hey, man, if you can get me in the liquor business, holla at me.
Yeah. Carlos Bernard. 5% margin.
Hey, man. Somebody make that drink, please, right now. Stop inventing the Carlos Bernard.
It's
please.
Brown. It's smooth. Brown,
oh,
white.
My God.
It's
man.
A yak. It's a smooth ass yak.
Man, it's a little
bit. One cube of ice.
It hit like wine, though.
One cube of ice.
One cube. Hey.
All you need is one cube of
we
ice.
We going off that Carlos Bernard.
Man, Carlos Bernard sound
hey,
like
man,
tripping.
That shit would have been dope if you kept niggas. Right. That would have came out in the 90s when niggas was rapping about their liquor. Nigga, that Carlos Bernard would have went hard, bro.
That's the slogan.
That's it.
Carlos
that Bernard.
That Carlos Bernard go hard.
That Carlos Bernard go hard.
That's gonna be the multi-billion-dollar operation right there. Yeah. Carlos Bernard
that's
tequila.
That's how niggas used to rap. Carlos Bernard, I'm on that Carlos Bernard.
Carlos Bernard tequila.
I'm on that Carlos Bernard. I'm on that Carlos Bernard. I'm on that Carlos Bernard.
Yeah.
I'm on that Carlos Bernard. I'm on that Carlos Bernard. I'm on that Carlos Bernard.
Yeah.
I'm on that Carlos Bernard. I'm on that Carlos Bernard. I'm on that Carlos Bernard.
When you wanna drink cheap but look expensive,
Carlos Bernard. The Carlos, the Carlos, the Carlos Bernard. The Carlos, the Carlos, the Carlos Bernard.
Hey man, pull me up another one.
Carlos Bernard.
Have a you got some company coming over?
Take a
you're throwing some wings on the grill. Oh, you say your oldest son just graduated. Your little sister just finished beauty college. You just bought a car? Oh, it's your birthday. Okay, we're going to take him somewhere. We got that new Carlos Bernard tequila. And no, you don't have to choose between dark and light. Fuck with this yellow. We got that honey, yellow tequila. You know how we say it over here, baby. Get as drunk as you want to be.
Let me help somebody. Come on, let me help somebody.
Hey, make sure you go to the website so you can register so you can get your $5 off coupon.
Let me help somebody.
And for the ladies, we got the Carlos Bernard pink, Moscato.
I
even got a non-alcoholic wine for all the pregnant women out there. Non-alcoholic. It's real smooth. And it's got 11 essential prenatal vitamins. And when you see my prenatal wine come out, don't say nothing.
Take a sip.
That shit hold.
Have a drink
with. Hey man, y'all ready to wrap up? What y'all want to say in conclusion?
I want some Carlos Bernard. Anybody got some Calo Banana?
That shit go hard.
We, what a we.
Calo Banana.
Calo. Crazy nigga I bone throw over the kitchen. Hey, when I'm on that Calo Banana.
That's busy.
I need a Calo Banana.
When I'm on that Calo, when the Calo, when I'm on that Calo. When I'm on that Calo, that Calo, when I'm on that Calo. When I'm on that Calo, that Calo, when I'm on that Calo. When I'm on that Calo, that Calo, that Calo, Calo.
When I'm on my road, when I'm on my bottle. Bitch, you can't drink out my bottle.
Calo, 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 Calo.
Nigga, you are stupid.
Bitch, you can't drink out my bottle.
Now I'm surreal.
You can't drink out my
now
body.
I gotta find me somebody that can get me.
We gotta get that Carlos Bernard.
I'm not even gonna. I don't drink. I be
but
telling
I'm
everybody
that Carlos Bernard,
to drink Carlos, but it's nothing to tell somebody to drink some shit. Niggas get drunk all the time,
bro.
They drink every. Hey, buddy, you need me on that Carlos Bernard? Oh, shit, I gotta figure that shit now.
No, somebody's gonna see this and hit me and be like, bro, this all you gotta do to get in the liquor game.
Make the Carlos Bernard happen. We need that.
Hey, that shit hard.
You Carlos know what I mean? You can do the commercial with a girl calling. Hey, I can't wait to see you. Just make sure you bring you and a bottle of that Carlos Bernard. I see you when you get here.
And it's busy on the phone.
Nigga, and nigga hang up. Look in the mirror and do like this.
That's what I'm listening to on the way over there.
Hey,
man.
Hey, that's hard though, for real.
I'm sending one to all the Instagram models so they can promote it.
Yep, they get drunk.
What the bottle gonna look like for the Carlos Bernard?
What the bottle gonna the bottle gonna be real player.
Don't be no deal though.
No, it ain't gonna
Come on, bro.
He gonna set it. He might be like, you know what?
I put a dick on the handle.
You know how
I can put Carlos Bernard inside
of a nigga drinking the Carlos Bernard out of dildo shaped bottle, bro. That's fucked up. You got to. Nah, bro.
We'll say that. We'll say that for the pink Moscato.
Oh my God.
We can put the
That's hilarious. Hey. You see a nigga drinking that shit, you like,
hey, bro, come on, bro. God damn, I'm in front of my kids.
No, I'm gonna sell that one strictly to the ladies, man. Hey, that's for like bachelorette parties and shit like that.
Oh my God.
I'm like, how much did y'all drink? Shit, we drunk it all the way to the nuts. That's what they gonna be saying.
That's hilarious. You drank it all the way to the nuts. They shaking it to a little juice out. Got a little something left. And the only way you get that little part out, you got to suck on the nuts.
Time out. Y'all niggas stop. What the fuck? Oh my God.
I'm through. Stop. Y'all done took the shit
way
too far.
That's the only way they got to get it out. They got to suck on the neck.
They got to drink the balls.
They got to drink the balls.
Man, listen.
Bitch is going to be drinking them balls,
bro. You can't even tell a motherfucker that. Hey, man, you got to drink the balls.
Hoes going to be drinking them balls, bro.
Oh, this how we going to fuck the game up. This how we fuck the game up. The balls is the shot glass. You pull the, you tip the bottle up and it go. Stop, they gonna steal this.
Hey, you gonna have to sell this one on OnlyFans, nigga. That's the only way we gonna get
that bottle. I'm taking this bitch on Shark Tank.
Hey, man.
This going on Shark Tank.
They gonna be it.
Hey, man.
I wanna give them $1 million.
Right now, I'm ready to go in business with
you. But 75% of your company.
Especially when I drop that non-alcoholic wine for the pregnant women.
Would you gonna have a condom on
Shark
that
one?
That's the one to say whoever you put the condom on, the one they ain't got no alcohol
this
in.
This what I'm gonna do.
It's for the bottle one.
I'm putting compliments on the back of all the bottles. Cause they just want to get drunk and just
look at sweet shit.
Girl, you're pretty as you just all that shit. Oh, I'm putting compliments on there.
That's hilarious. You
and the top gonna balls, be easy to open. That was gonna be going on.
I'ma
let y'all in on the low end, man. Y'all can go and invest early.
I'm with stocks. I got stocks in. I ain't gonna lie, Carlo Bernard sound
that's,
all
right.
Man, bullshit.
That sound like
bro, wait till this boy, shit come out and somebody hit us with the
time out. I don't even drink. That shit didn't sound like some rich shit.
Fuck with us, Billy D. We need you in the Carlo Bernard commercial, man. Them Blue Bull niggas ain't fucking with you no more. Come fuck with your young niggas, man.
You dig?
Come fuck with us, bro. We got that Carlo Bernard on the way.
Hey, Chad, call the lawyer, man. We got to copyright the name for the wine, for the liquor.
Carlos Bernard.
Bernard, that shit.
Hey, Billy D, man, holler at us, bro. We need you to Carlos. Billy D Williams, one of the coldest niggas.
Nah, he cool. We straight. We'll do it independent.
Bro, yeah?
Right. Yeah, because you know, he got to call a lot of heat for that gender fluid shit. We just.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We don't want no smoke.
My bad.
Nah, we don't want no smoke. We good.
Hey, bro, well, salute to you for setting the standard.
Yeah, we don't need no investors. We just need the plug. We got.
Salute
to you. Show us who got it.
We financing our own.
I was
shit.
Trying to show the legends some love. I forgot he did that
we'll
shit.
We'll take some investors, but
damn,
we don't.
Billy D. God damn. He fucked the vision up with
who drunk all the gender fluid?
Shit, I was just trying to guess. I thought it was that Carlo Bernard. That's the only reason I thought it was that Carlo Bernard.
Yeah. Like,
he ain't even know what the fuck they was asking. Oh. Billy D, how you feel about gender fluid? Hell, I have a shot with you if you if that's what y'all drinking. Yeah. What's the occasion?
Thank you so much, Mr. Williams, for the interview. We've got all we need. That's all we need.
Hey, man. We got to get the fuck out of here, man. This is the 85 South Show. It's your man,
Rocket
Carlos
Left
Miller.
Studio, bro.
I'm Chico B, dog.
It's your boy, DCO.
Nah, nigga, I'm Jamal. This is Richard.
Right.
I'm Carlos Bernard.
Oh, my God.
Y'all dumb as hell.
That nigga said, I drink it down to the nut. Hey, man.
Oh!
That shit there was funny as fuck.
That shit was so funny.